This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to For a Better Life, where today this is Nahid having the honor of hosting you on another episode. Well, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, surely the angels of death repel Satan from the proximity of one who had adhered to and guarded his praise and makes him speak out of the testimony of there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah during the terrifying and frightening state of death. Imam Baqir alayhi salam had also advised us, we command our children to offer prayers when they are 5 years old. So you too order your children to offer prayers, but only when they are 7 years of age. So even the age at which we want to teach and start instructing the kids towards praying is considered in our religion. Regarding the importance and the virtues of prayers, our Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, one obligatory prayer is better than performing Hajj 20 times. See the beauty of this comparison? One obligatory prayer is better than performing Hajj 20 times, and the performance of one Hajj is better than giving away a house full of gold. Let's just think about this hadith mentioned. The obligatory act of prayer is better than performing Hajj 20 times. And what is the meaning of performing one Hajj? One performance of Hajj is better than giving away a house of gold. In the face of religion, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, for everything there is a face, and the face of your religion is prayer. So see it that none from amongst you damages and disfigures the face of his religion. It's really nice because since you all know, people outside the Islamic community usually label or see or regard Muslims as those who pray, those who have the prayer on Friday, those who stand beside each other like brothers and sisters and pray. And in this hadith from our Prophet, we can feel this. We can feel that, yes, this is the face, and we are keeping the face of our religion. On the importance of prayer, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, whenever the time of each prayer arrives, an angel announces to the people, all people, stand up and extinguish with prayer the fire which you have set alight for yourself. This is the value of prayer in the face of the sins and mistakes. On the blessings of praise, Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, surely when a person engages in prayer, his body, his clothes, and everything around him glorify Allah. On the rank of prayers, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam had said, the position of prayers with respect to religion is similar to that of the head with respect to the body. And the purification of the soul, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, the example of the five daily prayers is like that of a clear water river flowing in front of your houses, in which a person washes himself five times a day, cleansing him from all the dirt. On remembrance of Allah, Imam Baqir alayhi salam mentions, Allah's remembrance of people who pray is greater and superior to the remembrance of Him. Do not observe that He has said in the Noble Quran, remember me and I shall remember you. With the remembrance of the great Almighty, let's go for a very short break, then we'll be back with the of course, other surprising, shocking, and at the same time mesmerizing features of prayer.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back to For a Better Life. We are going to see the perspectives that might be hidden. On the mercy of Allah, Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, when a person stands up for prayers, Iblis approaches him and looks at him with envy and jealousy, as he sees the mercy of Allah encompassing the person. On refraining from the sins, it has been reported that a youth from the Ansar, who used to offer his prayers with the Messenger of Allah, used to indulge in sinful and corrupt deeds. When this was brought to the notice of the Prophet, he said, a day shall come when his prayers shall refrain him from committing sins. Before long, the youth repented. So the way we can be back, we can get back to our religion, we can get back from the sins and risks and threats that might be surrounding us is really nice and life-saving. And the importance of prayer times and how and when, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, when you offer an obligatory prayer, offer it as its stipulated time in a manner as if it is your last prayer. You fear you shall never get a chance to offer any prayer again. And continuing on the concept of the importance of time of prayer, the Messenger of Allah also has reported that Allah, the Almighty, the Glorious, had said, I have a covenant with my servants that if he offers his prayers for the exact time, I shall not chastise him, and I shall place him in paradise without any reckoning. One of the lives of our great prophet would say, we would be engaged in conversations with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, but with the arrival of the time of prayer, it would appear as if he neither knew us nor we knew him. So the way that our prophet devoted himself to the prayer, since he knew the perspectives and the results to it, is fascinating, the way he would go for prayer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had also said, when a person maintains his prayers and offers it at its exact time, it ascends in the form of a pure white light and calls out to him, you have guarded me. May Allah protect you. But if he doesn't maintain his prayer and doesn't offer at its exact time, it ascends as a dark and gloomy form and says to him, you have destroyed me. May Allah destroy you. The Messenger of Allah had also mentioned, one who considers the prayers to be insignificant and trivial is not from me. By Allah, he shall never come close to me at the pool of Kawthar. He should never come to me in the Jannah, in paradise. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also mentions, our intercession shall never reach one who considers his prayers to be inconsequential and unimportant. The way we consider prayer, the way we want it to be done, do matter the way we consider prayer. Are we going to just establish it and then, okay, I'm done, I've said my prayers, or are we looking at it this way? Well, with the remembrance of Allah, with the remembrance of all our great imams whose ahadith had been mentioned today, and with the great wishes for you, with the great wishes that these reminders, these little reminders, had helped us all the way they could change us all from this, change us and help us go through the differences in our lives by only doing this simple act of worship, just knowing the way that our prophets and our great, let's say, scholars of religion have requested, the way they have commanded us. So with all these wishes and with all these great vibes from even hearing the names of our great imams and our great prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, I wish you great times. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be there.